We know that the person, the front person for the hiring, is Lois Ponce's husband. We know, however, that all the rest of them, Stone, Myrtles, Neva, the whole mess, Maria's dad, the whole relative bunch, are involved in the hiring of mercenaries, which was said right in the press, murderers, paid assassins, kidnappers, who would come to take back who they wanted, dead or alive, by force. Now, Guyana has stepped up their defenses. We certainly have the eye of protection in many quarters you wouldn't suspect internally. You stay within the confines of the community. Don't wander without direct permission. You have nothing to fear. You shouldn't wander anyway because of the snakes and the tigers that are out in the adjacent surrounding area. But you have no fear. We are quite able to protect ourselves. But there should be planned rehearsals, because as of now, unless I change it from some emergency, some elements of the musical group and entertainment group will be going in for what is called Labor Day, the Communist International Labor Day, was started by the Soviet Union and been honored by all socialist nations the world over. Shipping has been slowed down through the Panama Canal due to great unrest that is taking place amongst the Panamanian people. Radio Czechoslovakia has said that Panama should look with a wary eye to USA, because already they have changed their minds several times on this Panamanian treaty. And even though the crazy nigger tactic of President Torrijos of Panama won the passage of the treaty, the United States has nothing but a series of broken treaties with the Indians and black people, as well as socialist nations of the world. Any nation that will not sign a treaty against mass murder, genocide, is a nation of murderers, a government capable of anything. And USA is the only big nation in the world to refuse to sign a treaty guaranteeing that they will not do what Adolf Hitler did, killing 7 million of his people in gas chambers. That's all it is, simply that. And United States, you would think it would be psychological advantage to sign it, but they will not, even for psychological purposes, sign the genocide treaty. Several prison guards were shot today in Turin, Italy. Three members of the Red Brigade shot their way, attempting to get 15 members of the Red Brigade out of prison. They did not get the urban guerrillas released, who are being held on a trial for subversion against the state of capitalism, but one of the gunmen did succeed in killing five. He was later arrested, but at a medical clinic before they were able to interrogate him, he took poison and died. His capture could have given the police a breakthrough in their hunt for the Red Brigades, but these people mean business. They are truly communist and Marxist-Leninist in the highest fashion. We salute that young man, only 19, who was revolutionary, who was not only willing to live for revolution, but to die for it, and was not willing to take the chances of undergoing. He was taken to a medical clinic, obviously with the interest of interrogating and putting him through various chemicals to get him to speak, like you saw on the Day of Jackal, just some bit of information that might have led to the Red Brigades, who have kidnapped former Italian, the Italian Prime Minister Aldo Moro, who is still being held, although there are only hours left. However, the Christian Democratic Party, the capitalist segment, are now getting nervous as more and more people are getting killed and kidnapped. They have no concern for Moro, or they would have raised their hands when his first death notice came. He was to be executed, you know, and they did a diversion and killed a member of the secret police and dropped them in the lake outside of Rome, a 45-year-old member of the secret police, so that they could get Prime Minister Moro out of the country. They're a highly organized and disciplined group. They shot their way through five bodyguards, killing them all, to get this renegade of capitalism, who had served capitalism so well as Prime Minister, five times elected in Italy, and had been one of the best exponents of capitalism and neo-fascism in the world. But nothing was done to lift their hand to protect him now. But now the capitalist, his party, is calling for an extension of 24 hours as they consider the release of socialist and communist, and are wanting to know precisely where the socialists and communists are that the Red Brigade want released, and how many. So perhaps the Red Brigade will give them an additional 24 hours, and maybe it's a trick to try to capture more of the Red Brigades. You never know what capitalists are capable of. I'm sure the Red Brigades have no illusions about the infamy and the deception and the meanness of capitalist pigs who work under the guise of free enterprise but are actually neo-fascist. The Red Brigade, as you know, is funded by the USSR, promised haven and sanctuary in the German Democratic Republic, Communist East Germany, and the Yemen Republic, the PDR, People's Democratic Republic, Communist. On the map, you'll notice that near the Horn of Africa. The Red Brigades have not yet told who they want released, but they have claimed responsibility in the past 3 weeks for the gunning down of some 88 members of the National Police and the Secret Police, as well as 11 who have been kidnapped and are held now in hostage, demanding money to help with revolutionary activities throughout Europe, and release of all political prisoners, not necessarily those who believe with their guerrilla activities, but all socialists and communists. The Red Brigade cannot help but gain admiration from true Marxist-Leninists everywhere. Stand by. Again, gastroenteritis is very curable, but it's a waterborne disease, and I do wish that we test our wells. We have never had any problem, but I want to keep a constant test on our waters, and as I said, I want a constant test so that a medical physical is able to be done within a matter of a month on all people here. I want this to be done. We can do this to help our doctor. Certain surface things can be done. A high degree of organization can take place. I want to be sure that we have, and that we have indeed up till now, had the best medical care in the entire world. Even the Soviet Union, with all of its advancements that we see and take note of, if we were in the Soviet Union, we have all the health problems that come from the cold. Heat is much better for seniors. Anyone over 55, it's estimated that it's a risk to their health, their very life, for temperatures to drop below 60 degrees. Now, 60 degrees, and in times of night, 65. Well, that's something, when people complain of heat, you are taking out all the impurities that kill. That's why we've had but such little problems of health or death here, even amongst those who violated principle and law. We've got people, as you know, in their hundreds. It's the heat that takes out the impurities, that keeps the body warm, and it's noted by all medical authorities that heat is better. We don't have that cost of fuel. Anybody can live. It's a remarkable place to be in the world. You think you miss certain modernization and foods and so forth, but you stop to think about it. You can live without even shelter. The leaves, like the tule huts. You can cut down a tree. You can eat from fruits. You can hunt in warm climates. But in the Soviet Union, they have to worry about the very high cost of fuel, and you have to worry about clothing. We could actually not even have to worry about clothing. We could adapt so much in the weather here. I would suggest that all of you that have any problem at all, whether you question the leadership, my principal leadership, or any area of principle here, or for any reason you would consider not wanting to be here, and you get the problem worked out, because we are together. And we might as well understand each other so you can enjoy your opportunities. There are some great things ahead for travel, for helping revolutionary elements in other places of the world, for education abroad. But you better get the problems worked out, because we're together. It's like marriage, till death do us part. You will not be able to get away from us. If you were, by the remotest chance, able to do something that would succeed in bringing down this group, you would be brought down also, because we have intricate designs for just such operations. People already assigned to every person that's ever once been inside this movement that's caused any difficulty whatsoever. So it'd be good of you, if you would, to try to work out any problems in an open manner. We welcome constructive criticism. There's some of you who are hostile. We know it. We have witnesses to conversations. We're just watching you, taking note of your activities. Now, please, let it be that you can be in a position of trust, because you certainly see the forgiveness that Father demonstrates, as with Peter. In a few days, he'll be teaching under controlled circumstances, because all teachers and students are to recognize that he is a good teacher. He will not be allowed to be in the place of temptation with any child on a one-to-one basis other than in counsel, in the open daylight, in the public school forum. This does not take away from his teaching ability. He will not again, until we see total change, which would take a considerable time, be allowed alone in quarters. He will not live alone with any children. He will be in the structured environment which some of our best leaders live in and have come out of. But we do believe in redemption, and certainly we have shown that we believe totally in the evolution prospects. Father has always lived on the side, your office of socialism has lived on the side of trust in growth, though I trust nothing but the principles in me, and look constantly, cynically at everything. I love you so much that I give you opportunities for trust. Though I trust nothing perfectly but me, and then I don't trust my own consultations. I always, before making decisions, consult. But I know my principles. I know my integrity. I know that I would go through torture, interrogation, for years and years, and not in any way give up my principle or give one bit of information that could hurt one of you. I will do anything at all times or any time for your welfare. I believe in me. I know me. But it's important that you know me, because it will make your life here, which you must live with us by necessity, it will make it easier for you. And you can also help to improve your community, because if anything comes that brings it down, you go down. And if you are an infiltrator or a coward, you will not go down in the way you would like to go down. There are those that are assigned to those that do treason to see that they go down in a very slow, very, very slow, deliberate process. We want you to understand that. It's matters of reason. Just because we talk of plans in public form, what you would do, long before I got here, the plans were already laid. We have absolutely detailed codes for every emergency. There's nothing that we have not thought of for your protection. We welcome any further ideas on how to implement the security against murderous capitalist mercenaries. We do not like having to live with intelligence, but we do have intelligence gathering. We do not like to have to live in an atmosphere where you do not know who have the means to defend the community. But it's necessary. Cuba did it, and have developed now a great and free democracy where many of the restraints are completely removed. So in Czechoslovakia, also in North Korea. And we will always give opportunity for freedom when the time comes, because I love for you to be free. But when our fascist enemies are planning to kill their own relatives, I am sure you understand the necessity for all safeguards. Transkei, in the lower part of Union of South Africa, it's right on the Atlantic Ocean, bordering the Indian Ocean, continues to be independent of the Republic of Africa, with supplies being brought to it by sea and airborne. Union of South Africa is in a grave, desperate last plight. Botswana has rebelled and taken in 25,000 refugees. and giving open assistance to those fighting for liberation. Namibia, with 60% of its white population pro-German and Nazi, as you know, there have been attempts to resettle them by U.S. imperialists and German imperialists. In Uruguay, which we will be writing protests to the Guyanese government, that ought to be something being done by the Educational Department now to have us all sign a petition saying we protest the importing of those who propagate apartheid and have lived under racist systems in Zimbabwe and Namibia and Union of South Africa being allowed in the South American continent. We should give that. That would give the government backing because the Guyanese government has taken strong stands against apartheid. We're glad to note that Brazil, a nation though to the right of center, to our immediate beneath our map, to the south, a nation much larger than the United States, plus another state the size of Texas, though it's predominantly black, will not welcome these people, nor will our neighbor, Venezuela. But they are being welcomed in Costa Rica and Uruguay, and we must resist this vicious and dangerous element of apartheid, racism, bigotry, fascism that's being attempted to be exported into this part of the world. There were plans to settle 250,000 of them in Bolivia near Santa Cruz by the dictator, but the six brave women that went on the hunger strike have thwarted his plans. So we must keep an active interest in what's going on in the world. You will be responsible now for everything that I say. Warnings, admonitions. Again, as I said, all guests, you are responsible to not discuss anything of our defenses, not to talk about it, our licensed weapons, not to talk about anything at all. You're not to go into any matter of education. I will take care of that. Anyone who does violate that will be dealt with severely by the people. Thank you. All my love. Remember, people's rally tonight. We hope to make it short, but it's necessary with our guests arriving by boat tomorrow. For your information, there's 5,000 pineapple, 2,000 oranges, and 2,000 something else of type of fruit, something like a mango. But it's you ought to have a lot of delicious fruit that will help keep our food balanced. I had them search all over because this is not the fruit season. I had them search all over Guyana to get that pineapple. That's how much I love you, and I'm concerned that you have the best of what you need. Much love. If you don't understand that love, don't understand my principles, contact me so we can live together in peace, because we will, if we have war, die together. Thank you.
Oh.